Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
Yeah, you better listen to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. We're having a lot of fun at Wright Brain Brewery for the Cherry Festival. Got Russ Springsteen, which Jop used to call Bruce every now and then inadvertently in interviews we've done in the past.
We missed Jop today.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. I know it.
So
I ate a sandwich for him.
Oh, my gosh. The Soul Hole, Traverse City, great place. I'm staying at Ranch Rudolph. If you've never stayed at a guest ranch, I just stumbled onto it. Cool place. It's called Ranch Rudolph. I've seen the sign for years on Garfield Road. I come up to Kingsley, and I shoot up to Traverse City. And I've seen the sign Ranch Rudolph forever. Well, I finally stayed there. And I don't know, Tony, if you've ever been there or not.
I've not stayed there, no.
Have you ever seen it?
I've seen it, yes.
It is so cool. It's they've got one of the largest log buildings in the country. Hmm. And swimming pool, campsites, a giant field of horses. I mean, it's like the Wild West. Very cool place. And I think in a few weeks when we're up here for Art Van, we're going to stay there again.
Good.
Maybe bring the wives with us.
Good.
Or the girlfriends if the wives don't want to come. So, grilling ideas for camping. You do any camping, Russ? Do you even get time for camping or anything like that?
No, but my kids are begging to go camping. So in a few weeks, we're going to go with Cecilia up in Salon Saloon, and we're going to go camping down the Manistee River.
Awesome.
Okay, that place we're at, that Ranch Rudolph, a beautiful campground right on the Boardman River. Some of the best fly fishing in northern Michigan. It's like got a gold rating or a diamond rating, something like that. I'm not a fly fisherman. I have a fly rod, but I've just never had time to get into that whole thing. I don't know. It's kind of
should have Chaz take you
kind
out.
Kind of an elitist thing, you know? Chaz, he's a fly fisherman too? Is there anything that guy doesn't do?
He does everything.
He's crazy. So some grilling ideas. I recently, thanks to a friend of mine, bought a Dutch oven. And we've got a Dutch oven, but it's not the right kind. I wanted the kind with a flat top with a ridge on it so you could stack the coals on top. This is a great big one. I think it's like a 12-quart, and it's got the legs on it, and it's made in America, all the things I like. But Dutch oven cooking is really cool. For a campsite, I'm going to be doing a class here coming up soon for Impact Church, our church down there. I'm going to teach all the middle school kids grilling cooking
awesome.
Class. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a week-long class for summer church camp or whatever they call it. But so I'm thinking, okay, I got to get prepped. My Dutch oven's not really good enough to teach these kids right, so I found a really cool one. You know, and a great way to use a Dutch oven is, if nothing else, it's a great thing to make your dessert in. So I'm going to make an apple crisp, and I'm just going to have like six apples, some quick oats, a little baking powder and different things. I'll put the recipe on the website, but I'm going to take this mixture for the crust, and I'm going to put it all around that Dutch oven. First, I'm going to probably rub the thing down with butter.
Right.
Because butter is flavor, right?
That's right.
Butter is our friend.
It is mine.
Yes. And I'm going to put that crust all inside that Dutch oven, and then I'm going to put my apple mixture in there, and I'm going to sprinkle it on top, and I'm going to set that baby right in the coals. I'm going to take the shovel, throw some coals on top, and leave it alone. That's a really nice way to grill. That's like smoking, you know. Smoking is such a nice way to go, too, because you don't have to stand there and, like, freak out over temperature. You can kick back and have a nice glass of wine or a Michigan microbrew and enjoy your cooking.
That's right.
That's the party way to do it. So other camping ideas, you know, we ran into a guy in Muskegon who makes something called Born to Grill, and you can buy them online. It's just a nice locally made tripod and grate. I've owned several of these tripods, and they're usually made in China, and they're good for a year or two, and then I chuck them. This guy, I think he sells them for $40 or $50 online. It's a heavy-duty tripod, really nice, great. Got a lot of smart features to it, but I don't know. If you ever go to deer camp, I mean, there's nothing better than throwing dinner on the fire at deer camp and just having, like, some smoked pork chops. I'll take them and throw them on the grate, just enough to warm them up. Or maybe if you've got a camp deer, some back straps or something. But you get a nice bed of coals, and you get that tripod going over there, and, oh, man, fresh venison. it's almost time. Like, it's time to get the bow out and
that's right.
Get that whole thing going.
Early. Yep.
So those are a couple of things I like in terms of campfire cooking. There's a lot of really cool campfire grills, but you can get them even online. There's the little Smokey Joe Weber's great to take if you're boating or camping. Tech makes one called the Cherokee, which is an infrared. It's like the ultimate grill for portable grilling. Lots of cool ways to do that. In terms of grilling with your wines, do you find that being a vintner, that lends to a certain style of grilling when you're...
No, not at all. You know, it's just the experimentation is everywhere. You know, whether we're camping, when the family goes out camping, or whether we're at home in the backyard. One of the big ones, wines to grill with is Chardonnay, because you can do a lot of fish, you know, grill in a nice little layer of Chardonnay on a tin of some sort. Put it on your grill.
Is that right?
Yes. You know, especially like maybe an oaked Chardonnay, you get a whole different kind of flavor with the fish that way if you're grilling that. But that, a lot of people have a lot of success, and it's very simple, you know, kind of looking up recipes with some Chardonnay and some fish on your grill in the backyard even.
I will brine fish very often with white wine,
yes,
water, and salt.
That's right.
That's just a great brine.
That's right. That's how you can start it.
And, you know, if you've got two or three bottles in your fridge and they're, you know, a little here, a little there, you can just blend them in. Wonderful brine for fish. Do you ever use, speaking to Russ here at Right Brain, do you ever use any beers for marinades or for brining?
Oh, yeah,
or?
All the time. CEO Stout, we do that. The Chipotle Porter,
that
we
would be good,
do that.
Chipotle Porter?
Yeah, you only want to marinate for a real short time, less than an hour, because yeah, it starts to eat the meat. It's kind of
acidic.
You have to learn things the hard way.
Uh-huh.
It's the alcohol in there. That,
yeah.
So you just kind of want to flavor it.
It starts cooking it.
It does start to cook it.
Yeah.
It's very tender.
Okay. Well, speaking of tender, I've got a little tender moment I want to share with you, and it's called Man Law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yes, Man Law, brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue. Pasties and barbecue. Okay, only in Michigan, right? You talk about native populations.
That's right.
This guy gets it. Tony from Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue, a Uper dude, knows pasties. They're really good. Today's Man Law. Men can comment on how much they enjoy manly smells, okay? Because usually guys don't comment a lot on smells unless they're nasty. But you can comment on manly smells of things like a baseball glove.
Right.
Love the smell of a baseball glove. A new set of tires, definitely.
Right.
I mean, that's a turn on. Is that weird? I don't know. Because you're shelling out $500. The smell of gunpowder, that one's still just, I mean, I go into rut. The musk starts coming out of my chest when I smell gunpowder. And a campfire. We pulled into this camp, that Ranch Rudolph, last night, and the smell of all that cedar burning and stuff. Oh, I mean, there's nothing like the smell of a campfire. And this is going to sound really stupid, but sawdust. I love the smell of sawdust because I like building things. But and barbecue grills.
That's
those
right.
Those are like really manly smells.
Stale beer.
Stale beer. That's a morning smell someplace. Yeah, it's like a frat house. Well, we've had a great time. Thanks so much to Russ Springsteen from Right Brain Brewery for hosting us.
Thanks for coming up, and thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
You know, Godspeed to you, man. You've got a gigantic task, and you're doing it just in such fashion.
I can awesome.
Dream big.
And everyone needs to come when this opens. They need to get here.
You really do. And
We should have you on tap here. That's something, because our license will be multi-licensed to be able to serve wine and cider as well. So
that Vignole? Vignole?
Yummy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
that's a good way to start the morning right there.
It really is. And thanks to Tony Lenti for coming out here from Leelanau Cellars. And really, much thanks to Norm Jones. What a good guy.
He wanted to be bolted out of here.
Free gig. Free gig. Well, he's got to be like the parade marshal. He's downtown.
Yeah, he's got to work.
He's the big deal.
That's where I'm headed next. My kids are in. So.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
hey, you have to see the parade. It's only about 4 hours long. You can't miss it. So.
Okay.
Do it.
All right. Well, again, thanks to everybody. It's the Grillin' Guys. Here's a little Kid Rock for you all summer long. We'll see you next week. Not thinking about tomorrow. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Catching walleye from the dock. Watching the waves roll off the rocks. She'll forever hold a spot inside my soul. We'd blister in the sun. We couldn't wait for night to come. To hit that sand and play some rock and roll. While we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home Alabama.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.